In a 5-4 decision, with Justice Samuel Alito writing the majority opinion, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled names can be purged from Ohio's voter registration system if those people have not voted within 2 years. Dubbed the Use It or Lose It law, the ruling could lead other states to adopt similar laws. To help explain the ruling, I'm joined now by Daniel Nasharian, lecturer in political science at the University of Chicago. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning.
So, tell us first off, what exactly does this Ohio law do, and what are election officials there now going to be allowed to continue to do?
So the ruling is over the way in which Ohio removes people from its voter rolls, cleans them up, so to speak. So Ohio identifies voters who haven't voted in 2 years, which essentially is the equivalent of one federal cycle, and sends them a mailing asking them to confirm their registration. So voters can then either respond to this mailing or vote over the next four years. And if they don't do these things, they are removed from voter rolls. So the case was brought, just to give you a sense of how this works, by a man who voted in 2004 and 2008 and then skipped 2010, 2012, and 2014, and then tried to go vote in 2015 in a referendum, but was no longer on the voter rolls.
Now, what is Ohio's rationale for doing this, and what was the man who challenged the law arguing for why it shouldn't be the way that that happens?
So the concern that is cited by people who support this law is that the voter rolls have to be kept, have to be cleaned up, effectively have to be removed from people who are no longer living there, who are dead, to ensure the integrity of the election and to fight voter fraud. So that is the argument that is advanced for this practice and for practices that are similar to it. The issue and the challenge of people who oppose the law brought forward is that there is no real clear problem that this is addressing. So it may sound very reasonable to talk of housekeeping and to say that that voter fraud should be fought, but there's very little evidence of significant voter fraud in the United States that would justify practices of this sort. And advocates of these laws have repeatedly failed to produce the type of evidence that would justify them. On the other side of this is that tens of thousands of people are being removed from voter rolls based on practices of this sort. And opponents of this law are not only pointing out that this is going to inconvenience and be a significant burden on thousands of people, but it also has an impact that is particularly burdensome on low-income communities and minority voters. So just to very quickly cite a Reuters analysis a couple of years ago of this Ohio law, it found that voters had been struck from the rolls in blue-leaning areas of the three main counties of the state at twice the rate as in Republican areas. And that's because the participation rate in our areas that are predominantly minority or low-income and tend to be Democratic is much lower typically than the participant rate in Republican areas.
Daniel, quickly before we let you go, I mentioned that this ruling could lead other states to adopt similar kinds of laws. Were there other states that were sort of watching this ruling to determine what they might want to do going forward?
Definitely, that's a great question. There's a fight over voting rights at the national level right now in many states. Ohio had a particularly low threshold to effectively determine how the officials know whether or not a voter is ineligible, based on this idea that a failure to vote, inactivity to vote, is enough to trigger a process of purging the voter off the rolls. And other states have not reached that stage yet, but based on what we know in states like Kansas that have passed very strict voter registration laws, this is probably something that they will be looking at as well in making the failure to vote enough of a trigger to start a purge process.
All right. That's Daniel Nasharian, lecturer in political science at the University of Chicago. Daniel, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.